Married at First Sight. Chapter 4298. Catherine blushed slightly.
Exactly.
I just lost a little blood, but he acts like I need a whole new supply.
You said I lost weight, do you really think so?
I feel like I've gained some.
Pinch my face, it's all chubby.
Liberty reached out, playfully pinching Catherine's cheek.
Yeah, a little chubby.
You're not overweight, just, Maroba's not losing any.
With Mr. Fraser doting on you like this, no wonder.
She grabbed a disposable fork from the fruit plate and speared a piece of fruit.
He even cuts them into pretty shapes.
Looks delicious and appetizing.
Way better than Duncan, he just chops apples into quarters.
Other fruits?
He just rinses them and hands them over.
Duncan never bothered with fancy presentations.
Duncan.
He was just a straightforward guy, he never thought about these details.
Catherine chuckled.
Mr. Lewis is great, too.
If he heard you say that, he'd be heartbroken.
Ever since you got married, he's learned to feel wronged, to act spoiled, even to complain.
Liberty raised an eyebrow.
Has Duncan been complaining to you?
Not exactly.
Sometimes he vents to Pedro, and Pedro tells me.
Like how you stay up too late.
Duncan keeps reminding you to rest early, and you always agree but never actually do it.
If he really wanted to complain, he'd go to your Aunt Audrey, not me.
But seriously, Liberty, don't overwork yourself.
Your health matters.
If you break down, a lot of people will be heartbroken.
Catherine said this with a hint of envy.
Liberty had so many people who cared about her.
Catherine, on the other hand, only had Pedro.
Liberty sighed.
You can't sleep peacefully until the work is done.
True.
When I walked in, Pedro was rushing out.
He said he had something urgent.
What's going on?
Liberty asked between bites of fruit.
Catherine feigned indifference.
I didn't ask.
He said he had something to handle, so I let him go.
I don't interfere with his business, as long as he doesn't hurt or betray me.
Liberty studied her friend, clearly unconvinced.
Pedro worshipped Catherine.
There was no way he wouldn't tell her what he was up to.
But since Catherine didn't elaborate, Liberty didn't press.
After eating a few pieces of fruit, Liberty put down her fork, pulled a contract from her bag, and handed it to Catherine.
This is the contract I just signed with Mr. Gu.
Take a look and sign it.
Catherine skimmed through it briefly before handing it back.
I trust you.
Besides, you're the president of the Feral Group now.
If you think it's good, then it's good.
You don't need my approval on everything.
With Mr. Lewis guiding you, I know you'll do fine.
Liberty narrowed her eyes.
You keep saying you're stepping back.
Weren't you planning to leave in 6 months?
Catherine smiled.
I never said I'd leave immediately.
You've improved a lot.
You don't need me holding your hand anymore.
I also have my own life to focus on, marriage, family, personal matters.
The company is your responsibility now.
For the first time, the Farrell family wasn't a burden to Catherine anymore.
Married at First Sight, Chapter 4299. Chapter 4299.
Liberty's eyes lit up with excitement.
Are you planning to marry Mr. Fraser sooner than expected?
Don't you want to date first, fall in love, and then get married?
Catherine had always said she wanted to date Pedro first, experience love, and enjoy its sweetness before tying the knot.
No Maroba's matter how strong a marriage is, it never quite carries the same thrill as the early days of romance.
So many couples deeply love each other before marriage, only to find their feelings worn down by the weight of everyday life, responsibilities, and routine.
Catherine replied, Pedro and I have been together for a long time.
Our feelings run deep.
Love and romance don't have to end with marriage, we can still nurture them afterward.
Just look at your sister, Serenity.
She and Zachary married first and fell in love later. Who would dare say she isn't happy now? She continued confidently, Pedro and I already share a bond. This isn't a rushed decision. I believe we'll be happy, and our love won't fade because of life's challenges. Marriage, after all, is an art, one that requires effort to maintain. Liberty speared another piece of fruit with her fork and said, It's your decision. No matter when you get married, I wish you the best. Oh, I haven't even prepared a wedding gift yet. If you're getting your marriage certificate so soon, I'll have to be a little predictable and gift you a couple of jewelry sets. When the wedding happens, I'll give a cash gift too. Catherine smiled warmly. Your blessing is enough for me. A simple gift will do, it doesn't have to be extravagant. What truly matters is the thought behind it. As for the wedding, I think we should strike while the iron's hot and pick a date within the next couple of months. Now that they had their marriage certificate, there was no reason to delay the wedding. Spring was in full bloom, a perfect season for weddings. By summer, the heat would be unbearable, and autumn and winter still seemed far away. Liberty nodded. You're right, there's no point in waiting. Once you pick a good date, we'll start preparing. When are you and Pedro getting your marriage certificate? I'll help with the wedding preparations. Catherine gently objected, You're my junior. How can I let you, as my junior, take on the responsibility of preparing my wedding? Liberty chuckled. What does that have to do with anything? I'm older than you and have experience. Plus, as the head of the Farrell family, it's my duty to support my people. There's nothing wrong with me helping. Catherine relented, all right, you win. But you're so busy, I don't want you exhausting yourself. I can handle my own affairs. You just need to prepare your red envelope for the wedding gift. Catherine sighed internally. She had so few elders left. Her biological father was alive, but she had no desire to involve him in the wedding. He'd probably try to sabotage it. Audrey from Wiltspoon could have been an option since she was Catherine's cousin. However, Catherine's mother had killed Audrey's mother, and Audrey had never forgiven her. While Audrey didn't hold a grudge against Catherine personally, their relationship would never be as close as other cousins. Catherine wasn't sure if Audrey would even show up at the wedding. Still, this was the path Catherine had chosen, and she wouldn't waver. She would keep moving forward. The wedding wouldn't be a grand affair, just an intimate gathering of a few close friends and trusted people. Liberty disagreed. You won't just have a simple meal and be done with it. You need a proper wedding. Pedro won't let you down. He'll give you a beautiful wedding. And don't worry about guests, if Hayden and I attend, others will follow. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4300. Catherine was far better at handling people than previous Farrell family leaders. She had earned a solid reputation in Jensburg's business world. Liberty added, Mr. Fraser left in a Marobus hurry earlier, maybe he's planning a proposal. Catherine blushed. How would I know? He didn't say anything, and I'm not a mind reader. Liberty just smiled and didn't press further. She stayed at the hospital for over an hour before heading out. That evening, after finishing work, Liberty called Audrey. Audrey picked up quickly. Liberty, is everything okay? How are things in Jensburg? She asked with concern. Next month is Qingming Festival. We'll be visiting my parents' graves. Liberty reassured her, I'm fine, Aunt. Everything is going smoothly. Catherine and Duncan have been helping me a lot, so I'm feeling confident. Audrey sighed in relief. I never doubted you. You've got this. Liberty hesitated briefly before saying, Aunt, I wanted to talk to you about Catherine. Audrey fell silent, waiting for Liberty to continue. Once Catherine is discharged from the hospital, she and Pedro plan to get their marriage certificate and hold the wedding. It'll likely be after Qingming Festival. Aunt, I think she really wants you to come. She doesn't have many trusted elders or relatives. Liberty paused before adding, I know Catherine's mother did terrible things, she was our enemy. But she's gone now. In a way, we've already avenged our grandparents. When all of that happened, Catherine wasn't even born yet. She never grew up in the Farrell family and had no part in their past crimes. She's innocent. She's always stood for justice. She's a good person. Audrey was quiet for a moment before saying, Liberty, you don't have to invite me to her wedding on her behalf. If she really wants me there, she should personally send an invitation to my house. If she does, then whether I attend or not is my decision, not yours. Audrey understood that Catherine wasn't to blame for her mother's sins. Over the past 3 years, Catherine had proven herself to be upright and fair. When Catherine realized her mother's schemes were about to be exposed, she had the chance to flee Jensburg. Instead, she chose to stay and do the right thing, even if it meant betraying her own family. After her mother's death, Catherine willingly handed over control of the Farrell family and business to Liberty. Audrey had despised Clarissa for killing her family, but she couldn't hate Catherine. She couldn't take out her anger on someone who had done no wrong. Liberty sensed that Audrey bore no ill will toward Catherine. Changing the subject, she asked, Aunt, how's Grandpa Jimenez doing? Audrey's voice softened. He's doing well, eating well, sleeping well, and doting on his grandson. It's like he's found a new lease on life. Liberty smiled. That's great. I hope he lives to be 120. Audrey didn't comment on that, only saying, as long as he's alive, I'll take good care of him and make sure he has no regrets. Liberty glanced at the time. It's getting late, Aunt. I won't keep you up. I'll hang up now.